Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your Thursday night freak show. And sorry we're late. This has just been one of those shows. And look who's back. Look who's back in L.A. and back on the show. It's Josie Cat.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Oh, Josie. And we also have our guest today. You know, I normally don't have stand-up comedians on the show.
It's the competition, I understand.
Well, we've had a stand-up comic who was really bad that said that once on the show.
Well, I'm worse. You don't have to worry a thing about me. I got no material, and the stuff I do remember is even worse than that.
Yes, who we have tonight, because if we're going to have a comic, we might as well have the worst comic. This is the worst comic, not only in L.A., but in the United States, as far as I know. I've never seen somebody mid-act who wasn't starting a fight get ejected from a club from the club owner for being that bad. But this guy did it.
Yes, it's one of my trademarks. It just seems to happen.
Yeah. By the way, that's comedy shtick with the hands these days.
That's all I got. It's my movement. It's sort of like it's like a ballet of tragedy on stage, because I got no jokes. Got to have something going.
Something.
Yeah, he's got something.
Show your rear end or something.
I got a URL is what I got.
We've had guys who we've stapled cards to their butt.
You up for that, Crappy?
I've got a rather flat butt, but if you can find some room on there, go ahead.
We could staple something to you.
By the way, that wasn't funny, but that's Crappy Comic.
That's my trademark.
Oh, boy.
People.
Yeah, no.
We've lost all five listeners.
I don't know. Maybe Jenny, if you have a stapler, we might be able to do something. I think we might.
Oh, you do.
We might. Maybe we'll have some torture later on tonight.
I'm used to stapling things to people.
This is what I do. I mean, I'm used to bad karma. You know, staplers in the face usually. But one in the ass is a nice change of pace.
And I don't know how the funny people at Cold Sluts on Fire.
Oh, she has an industrial.
Look at that.
Oh my lord. Oh,
Jenny's got a. That's a two-handed stapler right there.
Well, you know, I was pretty sad that the mistress wasn't showing up today, but we don't need one with a stapler like that.
Right. We were supposed to have Tamika. We were supposed to have Talisa Brown on. The BBW porn star, and she was sick and feel better, Talisa.
Did she eat too much?
That's funny. That's actually funny. But you should do comedy. I'm sure people have told you that.
No.
But so she will be on a future show, and possible wrestling and hijinks will ensue. But before we get started,
are you going to wrestle her?
Whatever it takes. I don't know. You know me. If there's a female guest and she starts talking trash, I got to put them in their place. If it's a male guest, I let it go. So I wanted to get our sponsors done real quick. We've got. I know you've seen the exciting news of Doomy's Home Cooking.
What's the exciting news? No, I've been out of the country.
Well, they just posted yesterday the brunch Sundays are back.
Nice.
Yeah, they're going to have Sunday brunch, $15 all you can eat. Scrambled eggs, home fried potatoes, chorizo chilaquiles, whatever that is, pasta del giorno, breakfast burritos, grits and fixins, and $4 mimosas.
Bottomless?
No, $4 a glass, but the food is all you can eat.
All you can eat.
And Doomy says the best food, even if you're not vegan, even if you eat meat, it's great. So that starts this Sunday. If you're in L.A., 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, 90038. Crappy, do you eat meat?
I eat anything that I can get. You know, right. I put it in front of me, I'll eat it, but I usually throw it up.
And
do you eat it again?
Yeah, sort of like a dog. It's sort of like a yoga thing. It's like an ancient Indian practice where they would throw up and they would take it back in again and get the full nutrients, except that I keep throwing it back up. That's why I'm so
So the nutrients... The nutrients kind of...
It's a wicked cycle.
You teach yoga. You can only do that once, and then after like the fifth time, the nutrients, you lose a little bit.
I would think so.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cheap, though. You know, right. I can live off a few dimes.
But also, we also are brought to you by Audible.com. Now, Crappy, you're a really bad comic. You really should go to Audible.com because they have great stand-up, like step-by-step to stand-up comedy by Greg Dean. That's 7 hours, 16 minutes. You can learn the basics. They have great great comedy albums, such as David Tyree's Funny, Funny, Funny. They have Bill Maher's True Story, a comedy novel. They have Louis C.K. albums. They have Carlin Gold. I would recommend Carlin Gold. You might want to listen to that and see what a funny stand-up is. They got all sorts of comedy albums.
A little inspiration for you.
Right.
I suppose I could use it, but I get too jealous.
Or the very, very best of Laughingstock, if you're a fan of British comedy, by Rowan Atkinson, Eddie Izzard, and more. That's on there. They have a Laugh Factory podcast. They have just great.
Ricky Gervais, he's excellent. He's very, very funny.
Billy Connolly Live, The Greatest Hits. They got everything, and they also have 50 Shades of Grey. They have Stephen King novels. They have whatever book you're looking for. They likely have it on audible.com. Chelsea Handler's autobiography is on there now. If you go to darkmarshow.com, click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face, and you'll get a free audiobook, free 30-day trial to audible.com. Even if you cancel the next day, you keep the audiobook. You can put it on your computer, tablet, or phone, whatever you want.
You know, back in the 90s when those tech stocks were going crazy, I put all my life savings into audible.com, $10,000, and the big crash and everything, no joke. I got like 23 cents left after that. But it's kind of nice that the company still survives.
Well, you got to keep the scarf, so that's nice.
Well, you know, it's a small consolation, I suppose. Right. But, you know, it fits me well. It goes with my skin, my pale skin.
Right. We like pale skin, but usually on women. But if you like, not only will you get a free book at audible.com, but stamps.com. If you need to mail anything out, because I'm sure you're mailing all the comedy festivals, you're mailing your headshot, your tape, you probably have VHS tapes of your act.
Yeah, well, I think maybe I have like dat tapes or something. I got to work on that.
Right. If you go to stamps.com, if you click on the stamps button right next to my smiling face, you get a $100 value, $45 in postage coupons. That's legal tender.
Stamps.com is the new sponsor.
Oh, stamps.com has been the sponsor for a while. Yes.
Where have I been?
I don't. Well, you've been. We're going to talk about that because you've been in Europe. But you get listen to this deal. You get you just click on the stamps.com button right next to my smiling face. You get $45 of postage coupons. That's legal tender. You can use to mail things. You get a free digital scale.
But it will take 3 months to receive it.
Way to hype the sponsors, Josie. That's very crappy.
But I got some digital drugs, so I can put them on the digital scale.
Well, I wouldn't. I cannot formally authorize that. But if that happens, that's not our fault. That's I'm trying to cover our ass. But that's a use.
Now with this legal tender, could I buy a bottle of Cisco with this stuff?
Actually, around here in downtown, probably.
Maybe a new wig.
What are you talking about? This is my real hair right here.
And a 4-week free trial at stamps.com. Get a free audiobook, get free stamps, and go to Doomies for brunch.
I like the way he took a little piece of his toupee and added it to his...
That's his real hair. What are you talking about?
Baldness is a disease, okay? What do you want, my life story here? Like, I'm pathetic, okay? I got to compensate somehow. So what's the matter with the little...
It's a lot of setups.
Yeah, it's a
not
setup.
Not a lot of punches.
There's no punchlines at all. I can't remember a damn thing. It's just all these drugs that I do. My brain's gone, and now people make fun of me because I have a disease.
But they don't laugh with you.
No, they laugh at me. That's my shtick. That's why I'm here. That's why I have the URL.
Right. Also, he was at Kamikaze. We're gonna talk to you in a little bit crappy because now it's time for the Josie Cat European Vacation Report.
Josie girl, you look so hot.
So what should we talk about first, Josie? Your television appearance this week or your European vacation?
Well, I would first of all like to give honorable mention to Mr. Kim Fowley, who we just found out passed away today. He's been sick for several years and been fighting cancer for about 4 or 5 bouts of it and one hell of a tough cookie.
Absolutely.
So, I'm going to really miss him. And
the guy was my hero. He was always, always with beautiful women. And what a talent. I mean, he managed the Runaways. He created the Runaways, in essence. Also produced everything from Alley-Oop to bands in the 2000s. Kiss, Alice Cooper. The list is endless.
And I believe we were his very last performance.
He was on the show. He was on the show.
Well, not only here, but my band Carrera, too, performed live for him.
Right.
Yeah, so I have fond memories of Kim.
When did you first meet Kim?
I first met Kim in 1995. Mm-hmm. I was referred to him to manage my band Pissant, and mm-hmm. I called him. So it was before the internet, when he was living in New Orleans, and he would talk to me for hours and hours and hours about spaceships and this and that and the other, and I would be thinking, when is he going to get just talking about my band?
And knowing Josie, that's probably a rotary phone.
It was. Yeah, so we would have all kinds of conversations for quite a long time, and then he moved back here to L.A. and ran into
Where was he living then?
He was living in New Orleans at that time.
Okay.
And then he moved back to L.A. in mid-2000, and it was great to see him back here in town.
I used to see him all the time at the fetish clubs, goth clubs, and in his younger days, he sort of had a hair like Crappy Comic, and was tall and lanky like Crappy Comic in a weird way.
Except he was funnier.
He was funnier. Well, who isn't funnier?
I always knew when he was about to say something that was totally inappropriate because the side of his mouth would start to curl before he was about to say something that was just, you know, going to floor you.
Right.
And I would catch him on it, and he would start busting up before he would say something because he knew I was going to bust him on it.
Did you, raise an eyebrow or,
No, the side of his
right. What would you do to tip him off?
Pardon?
What would you do to tip him off?
I would just call him out on it. Yeah. Like, okay, what are you going to say now? And he would just start laughing because he knew he was about to say something that was going to be, you know, crazy. He did like my home cooking and my spaghetti.
Yes, there's a picture of you feeding him spaghetti. And
he was
messy.
Spitting it out. He was being a prankster. Right. That's my Facebook default right now.
Right.
Yeah, that was right after he got out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Probably about this time last year.
Yeah, no, I remember last time I saw him was at the stockroom party, and he was he was in a wheelchair, cancer ridden, with four beautiful women rolling him around. I'm like,
yes, I was
that's
there.
That style right there.
That is style.
Yeah, I have a photo with him from that. That was.
I think I might.
That was probably one of his last outings.
It really was, and rest in peace, Kim. And please go to the Skid Row Studios archives. We did a show with Kim Fowley where he called in, and it was a great show, and he was such a raconteur. That was our second show here, and it was a great show.
It was fun.
It's called Kittens with Diabetes, or Kittens for Diabetes, because you were in a calendar for kittens that apparently are for diabetes. But but definitely look for that. It's been a rough week. Actually, last week we had a funny comic on for a change, Matt Walker.
Overrated.
Yeah, Matt Walker, who just came out with his comedy special and comedy album, Hater. And I found out the next day that Matt Walker's father passed away the same day that he was on the show.
Oh, no.
And he did the show anyway. And Jenny will tell you, it was very funny. And remember Matt Walker from last week? His father died the same day he was on the show.
Like before or after?
Yeah, like he found out before the show.
Before he went on the show.
But he went on the show anyway, and he was very funny. You would never know.
I wouldn't have guessed.
And he talked about his big dick and the whole thing. So I want to thank Matt Walker again. I've thanked him a few times, but, I mean, that's class, and that's somebody that,
Well, the show must go on. He's a true professional if he's coming in, you know, with all this tumult in his life.
Right. And, you know, even with his father dying, it was much funnier than Crappy Comic will ever be. But
More power to him.
And Crappy Comic, being in the LA scene, you know, it was tough this week. Our friend Robert Murray passed away, and he was my Facebook picture for most of the week. And this is a guy that was so nice to everybody and was just always supportive. He was there, and he was there till the end and was just... And he was a big Josie Cat fan. He would see pictures of you, and his eye would go wide, and he'd have a big smile, and he really dug you. And even, you know, Crappy Comic, I mean, most of the comics in L.A. can't stand him because he sucks. But but Robert Murray, if you recall, he would stay for your whole set. I remember being in the clubs where I would walk back in. You would be doing your set, and the only people who were there were the bartender because they're paid to be there. And Robert Murray, and he was...
And the janitor
cleaning up. And Robert Murray would not you're not funny, so he wouldn't laugh, but he was smiling and was nodding his head very smart.
Yeah, there was something about that guy. It made me really uncomfortable. I mean, that never happens. I mean, was he trying to come on to me or something?
No.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that or anything, but why was he there the whole set?
That might be the worst gay joke I've ever heard, but he was supportive of it.
I got more. Just
I'm sure
keep
you
it coming.
Do. No, I'm sure you do.
Please don't.
No, we'll get some more gay jokes later on. I can imagine what more gay, but he was supportive of everybody, and he was the great guy in a cutthroat industry where it's everybody's competitive, and some people, everybody's in little packs, and everybody, it's like high school. Everybody's got these little. Everybody loved Robert Murray.
Stand-up comics, they're absolutely the worst people alive. They're, the dirt of the dirt out there, and they all hate each other.
It's true, except for Robert Murray. Everybody loved Robert Murray, so rest in peace. And also, I was sad to hear Taylor Negron died this week. Taylor Negron, the wonderful comedian and actor. Taylor Negron from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He was in The Last Boy Scout. He was in a lot of movies. Easy Money, my favorite, when he played Julio. Can I call you dad? He was great. I met him once, and we talked for like an hour. We really hit it off, and he told me he's like, you're like one of these old time comedians that they don't make anymore. You're really funny. Gave me a lot of good advice, and just told me great stories about being on Easy Money set. He said Joe Pesci was a pain in the ass. He said Joe Pesci insisted on having a singing scene in the movie, and said he would walk off unless they would film it. They filmed it and cut it out, but they filmed it.
But they filmed it.
They filmed it. And he was a master.
That was smart. That was smart of the producer.
Master comedian and very funny actor. He stole every scene that he was in the movie. And that's somebody you should watch, Crappy Comic. That's a good comic. And rest in peace to him. So that's enough death talk. I mean, we get enough death with Crappy's act. But tell us, do you want to make the big announcement or you want to tell us about your European vacation?
Well,
Or sex in the ER.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. That's pretty funny.
We don't even need a guest tonight.
I know. There's so much to catch up on.
Right.
Well, this last Saturday, I wasn't here because I was out of the country. TLC premiered myself and my bandmate, Ruby Carrera.
The Learning
and our
Channel.
Band, the Learning Channel, who brought you Honey Boo Boo and I think Duck Dynasty and
right.
some other.
So if you take Honey Boo Boo and Duck Dynasty, kind of put them together, there's Josie Cat and Roby. Yeah.
And we were featured on Sex Sent Me to the ER. And it was I just watched it yesterday. I thought it was pretty funny. I don't know if you saw it.
I haven't seen it yet, but the thing about the show is they interview the two of you, and I auditioned for the show, and apparently my sex life is not as interesting as yours. But
not a big surprise
right.
there, Mark.
We'll talk about your sex life in a bit, but
we already did. I mean, that's it. That's all I got.
There's nothing to talk about.
Okay, good.
I got a 1-inch long penis. I mean, I can't stick it in anything. I haven't had sex in. I guess I've never had sex. I just kind of rub up against things once in a while, and some kind of like goo comes out. That's about it.
Hey, what else do you need to do? You know
that was so close. That was so close to being funny. It was almost there, right, Jenny? That was almost there.
I got to pull back.
I think he needed to stop.
I don't want people to faint out there in the audience. I got to pull back.
He just kept going.
Anyway,
I'll pull it back.
What I was going to ask is, the thing is, because they interview you and Ruby, the real people, your BF, and or I don't know what's going on now. You didn't describe him as such. He's going to be on the show in a couple weeks. But
yes,
he's boyfriend, right?
He's my boyfriend.
Okay, so.
That's correct.
So, but they had people playing the two of you.
Right.
What did you think of the actress playing Josie Cat?
Well, actually, Morgan, who plays me, we've become good friends since the show has aired. And I thought she did a great job.
Yeah.
The guy who played Ruby, I thought was pretty funny. He was about 100 pounds heavier and had a really bad wig that looked like it was from Hollywood costume.
Like Crappy Comics wig?
Almost as bad. Maybe worse.
But let's be honest, about every person on the face of the earth is about 100 pounds heavier than your boyfriend, Ruby Carrera.
This is true.
You put on Facebook a picture of you, apparently post-coital picture of you, celebrating your coming back, and it was like there's more ribs on there than Tony Roma's. It was weird. It was not the most flattering angle.
Yeah.
You got to throw Tony Roma's in the joke. That's how you get the laugh. So anyway,
that's true.
So, but you were yeah, pleased with
NFL
you were pleased,
audience out there.
You were pleased with how it came out.
So wait a minute,
how the show came out? Yes. Yeah, I thought that they did a really good job on the show. They actually filmed the segment on the airplane that was used for Bridesmaids, and they had to get because we were coming back from our Japan from our world tour when this was the Japan segment of our tour, and. So they had to have all Japanese extras, and it was called Mile High Mishap. So the actors playing us, you know, they have Ruby flirting with everybody, and
that's so out of character.
So wait a minute, is this a reenactment?
You know, a few drinks in, you know, or all over each other, kicking people in the seat ahead, you know, and you know. Next thing you know, in the bathroom, and I hit the flush. He's wearing his trademark feather boa, and in goes his face into the toilet.
Can you yank on Crappy Comics?
This is another reenactment.
That's good. So that's kind of how it went.
It was fun. It was a really fun show to do.
And how are the ratings? Are they, because they're talking spinoff, or what's going on?
No,
just
I know they're going to re-air it.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
That's for sure. And
I want you to be the new
posted.
Honey Boo Boo.
Huh?
I want you to be the new Honey Boo Boo.
Well, we're talking about another show, but it's not a segment.
Okay. That's good. And you're just back from
I'll tell you about that later.
Well, that sounds like one for the bucket list.
Because that deal's not done on that, and I don't want to jinx
it. Right. Okay. I'm sorry I mentioned it. But do you want to talk about your European vacation? You want to talk to Crappy Comic, or you want to make the big announcement?
Well, okay, we could talk about the big announcement, and then we'll get to the vacation later on.
All right. So, you want to do it?
Sure. I have two more shows on the Dark Mark show.
Oh. I know. I'm trying to tear up.
Don't cry. Mark's gonna cry.
Yeah.
I'm going to be moving forward doing some yoga on Thursday nights because for fun,
so
I like to teach yoga.
You teach yoga, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's clarify that. There's two more shows where you're the co-host.
Absolutely.
And next week's show is going to be great. We're going to have Richie Ramone from the Ramones.
I know. I'm so excited.
And Lenora Claire.
What a great way to, you know, to boot me off the show.
And then in 2 weeks, it's all going to be about you, your boyfriend, and your band, because the whole Carrera Posse is going to be
We're bringing in the whole entourage.
Right.
Dancers. We're bringing in the behind-the-scenes people that do the pyro.
Right.
We're bringing in the
roadies.
You're
not going to have the pyro here, are you?
We're bringing in...
dancers?
Oh, yeah. Even Missy will be there.
Right.
Sasha Knox will be there.
The whole career.
Why am I not on that show, Mark?
I don't know. We'll see.
Jessica will be joining.
Oh, Jessica. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have some of the people who have been guest singers and former band members.
Maybe a fuckface Jimmy's not doing anything that night. You could just kind of slide by.
You know, I personally know the guy. I mean, I'll give him a call and see if he's available.
Right, right. You never met fuckface Jimmy.
No, I haven't.
We're going to talk about all that, but let me just say... I think of us as partners. I love, you know, you to bring the show to where it is right now, where we're scrambling to get one guest. It's great, but I mean, really, and if people have seen on YouTube our clip of the best of 2014, seen any of our shows, I mean, you're an invaluable part of the show. I'm gonna kiss your ass more in 2 weeks, but there's even more exciting news.
I'm passing the torch to a wonderful person who I just love. Her name's Nicole Six. I ran into her the other night, and we had a nice conversation.
I took her out to dinner last night. We were talking about that. You gave her some advice, and
I did.
Yeah, and
I told her to stay about 10 feet away from you the entire time.
Yeah, well, that's all right. So Nicole Six, by the way, she's been on the show before a couple times. She's a horror writer by day, rocker chick by night, and she will be on the Carrera show. That'll be technically her debut as co-host. And on her first show, you're going to hate this.
What?
Amazon Eve from American Horror Story.
Oh, Well, that's impressive.
And possibly Sig Neutron and Randy Rodelson Neutron from
Rodell, wow. I believe.
Rodell, I'm sorry if I mispronounced her name.
But that would be an exciting show. Yes. That would be wonderful. I hope this happens.
We're crossing fingers, and it's kind of tentative, but that's what we're scheduling for the first show to kick her off right.
So she's been on the show before, but only on the phone. Is that correct?
She's been here. We wrestled on the show.
Oh, my Lord.
If you go to YouTube for the top 10 moments of the Dark Mark show, that's number two of last year. We wrestled, and you can hear the screams. She tased a young woman's breast, too. It was a great show.
Have you been watching American Horror Story?
It's in and out, but I did see the episode where she kicked the shit out of Chiklis. That was great.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It was awesome.
So let's talk about Real Horror Story. This is crappy comic.
Here I am. In the flesh.
Now, this is what I've been, having seen your act and how horrible it is. Mm-hmm. Who in the world said, hey, you should do comedy?
Well, it was my ex-wife.
Why she's an ex.
Yeah, she had this crazy scheme where she didn't want to work at all, so she thought that I had like such an anthropomorphic view on the world that would be really funny. Apparently, that wasn't the case, but she did have a business and she was able to move money around. I think it was more or less a bank scheme where she was like embezzling money somehow. And she would send me out on the road and set up these elaborate schemes.
Right. So she was. Trying to get you out of the house so she could embezzle all your money.
Yes, she was using me for she used me for everything, but...
What kind of money were you making before?
Money?
What
kind of food stamps was I getting?
She's embezzling food stamps, Josie.
There you have it.
Yes.
She always paid me in food stamps and monsters.
Right, EBT cards is what we were doing. She was embezzling EBT cards, but... So I'm just amazed that you actually got road work. That's the amazing thing.
Well, I guess it was an elaborate scheme, and she had to be precise about it. Otherwise, the feds would come in and bust this thing up. So, I would go all over the place. I would go to Nevada. I would go to Washington State, Spokane. They loved me in Spokane. And when I say they loved me, they hated me. But they booked me.
Right.
And
they booked you once.
They did once. They were going to do it again. But, the phone broke. I don't know what happened over there. But anyway, there was a whole tour planned and everything. It fell through. I wound up in Vegas, in the gutter as usual. And I eventually crawled all the way back.
Is that where you got the hangover shirt? Because that's very hacky what you're wearing.
Oh, yeah. People keep telling me that this is something or other. But I don't know. I just...
Oh, you don't even get... You're a little paunchy. You might want to lose a little weight there.
Yeah, a bum gave this to me outside of a thrift store.
It's pretty clean.
Really?
Speaking of t-shirts,
I have
a big surprise here for you guys.
Well, before you do that, let me ask, how did you hook up with Fuckface Jimmy, Trixie Camaro, and our friends at Cold Sluts on Fire?
Well, they saw talent. And when I say they saw talent, they saw me laying in the gutter outside of their house.
And what do you do on Cold Sluts on Fire?
I'm glad you asked. Cold Sluts on Fire is a very wonderful comedy channel. And it's sort of like, in the old days, the SCTV. Ever see SCTV?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it was sort of like Guy Caballero, and he had all these different shows on the network. It's sort of the same thing. It got, like, soccer moms on there. It got, like, cosplay princesses. You got, like, aliens from outer space.
Pyramid Guy.
You got Pyramid Guy. He's another cosplayer. And all sorts of different characters on there, and there's different skits. And if you go to coldslutsonfire.com, you can see all these skits. You can also see some of my stand-up, which is, as we've mentioned before, is a little bit not so good. But it's all there.
A little bit.
It's a little bit not so good. Although I've seen these clips. I was going to pull a clip and play it on the show, but I really didn't want to. It's really bad. I've seen him at bar gigs. I remember that. Remember that show, Universal Bar and Grill?
Oh, don't remind me of that one, Mark. How dare you?
Oh, it was he did one joke. They started throwing bottles and cans at him. It was horrible. They had to.
Rightfully so. I kind of wanted to do the same thing.
And the security guard was going to escort you out and make you safe, but he was pelting you with bottles and cans too. So
yeah, he wanted to get some nice cuts in there. And right.
Does that happen often?
Well, I don't remember so much.
What motivates you to keep doing this?
I've had too many concussions. I can't remember anything anymore. I can barely even spell cat. K-A-T, right?
That's right.
Well, at least she's good. Good at that. Well, that's the one thing. Now I'll remember how to spell cat the right way now, because I remember there was a time where we were doing the show so much that I was like, I said K as in cat at one point, so that's pretty bad. But so close for hire. So Fuckface Jimmy took you in.
He did.
And by the way, because you weren't here when Fuckface Jimmy and Trixie Camaro were in. I don't know if you saw the show.
No, I missed that one.
Oh, it was so great.
I think I had class.
Yeah, they were telling us about their porno parties.
Which I usually don't.
They have porno parties on the roof. Are you invited to the porno parties?
Well, you know, I wasn't invited to those.
He has the stash for it.
I do have the stash for it.
Only his mustache is invited.
Well, I mean, I know that you wouldn't be doing entertainment there. That would be horrible. But if you, you'd see that.
And he doesn't have the manliness for it either.
You know, in the contract that I signed, apparently, it excludes me from all events of Cold Slots on Fire. It might be a Ponzi scheme. I don't know what it is. But I'm not allowed to go to these things.
But
that's probably the smartest thing.
But are you allowed to snort sweet tarts and take some Re-Acid?
Well, you know, you gotta, you know, throw two sheets in the wind. You gotta do what you gotta do. You know, if I'm allowed or not, it doesn't matter. I just go ahead and do it.
I'm starting to take a stick now. The whole
It's just I don't have any jokes. Keep going on a rant,
right.
Then you know, that's where the accolades come.
But anyway, we were talking about Re-Acid, which Josie. That's the new rage.
What is?
Re-Acid. Explain Re-Acid to
Josie. Re-Acid, it's, you know, you see Rihanna on the VMAs, you know, when she was looking at Miley Cyrus shake her little buns through those latex panties there. And it was this expression on her face. It was like living entropy. And I took that picture, and somebody took that picture, not me, and he put it on some sheets of acid. And now it's distributing through the whole world. Now, I was... I understood, like, in Thailand, now this is the rage to get a hit of Re-Acid, a little picture
Re-Acid.
Of Rihanna's face right on one of those sheets.
I know you were in Thailand last year. This is a new thing now.
Oh, wow.
And also... Huh. Also,
I missed out on it, I guess.
The kids are snorting sweet tarts now.
Sweet tarts? That's so
Can
retarded.
Can you blame them? Look at the society we have. Everybody is, like, either out of work or a lunatic.
What kind of rush do you get from snorting sweet tarts, Crappy?
Well, it's sort of a brain rush. It's definitely sort of a very visceral feeling. It's similar to Ajax, but it's a little bit more sort of like roly-poly, like ecstasy.
It definitely doesn't make you funny.
But, it doesn't, not at all. It makes you miserable.
But not only is Cold Slots for Hire, and check them out on YouTube, they actually do have funny stuff and crappy comic in the context is good. It's a good. It's like when you eat sushi and you put, you know, you eat a little, you know, little palate cleansing, you know,
ginger.
Yeah, he's like the ginger. Like, you're laughing so hard, you need something to calm you down. So you watch crappy comedy, then you watch something else on Cold Slots Fire. But
that's,
Cold Slots
that's
on Fire.
The best description of my comedy I've ever heard. And you know, you're a wonderful man.
But
thank you for having
also,
me on the show.
Cold Slots on Fire. Not only are they a great comedy channel, they make great T-shirts.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
and I think Crappy Comic might have some swag for us.
Yay. Well, I love that.
You know, Fuckface Jimmy was on the show a couple months ago, but he forgot in his drug stupor. He forgot the T-shirts that were gifts
was
to
he
you
on,
people.
Was he on the Re-Acid?
He was a little much Re-Acid.
He must have been.
Or and snorting so, sweet tarts.
Oh, by the way, Leonardo DiCaprio is doing Rihanna, by the way. I don't know if you saw that. I saw that online.
No.
Today. Yeah. They were spotted kissing.
Is he doing
kissing.
Re-Acid
He might be
too?
Doing Re-Acid. They were spotted, smooching, and they went to the same party. Yeah, he might be doing Re-Acid. So let's see the T-shirts.
I got one word for that, beard. And here we go. Here is some good T-shirts for what's both of you. I got something great for you, Mark. Now I'm going to hold this up to the camera.
Oh, I love
this.
I can see it already.
Paris Hilton.
Nice. VD can be cured, but there's no cure for regret.
It's from an old poster from the 40s.
I love it.
And I just, somebody put in Paris Hilton. So there you go, my friend.
That's Fuckface Jimmy. Thank you so much.
Oh.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
You can order that T-shirt on the Cold Slots on Fire Etsy store, correct?
That's right. Just go to Etsy, Cold Slots on Fire. And for you, Josie Katz, I'm very excited to give you something very appropriate. I know you bust some acid, or I'm sorry, bust some asses, maybe both. But anyway, you've got a switch going on people's asses, and one of them could be Waldo. You know, what happened
Waldo?
To Waldo?
That's
what
where he is.
Very
and,
nice. Now you Waldo. Know where Waldo is.
That's where he's been. Thank you.
And I've got another one for you.
This is
I'm so excited. I love that one.
This is
I like this one too.
Some kind of cartoon.
Let's show that to the camera. That's My Little Pony in Bondage.
Oh, thank you.
It's apparently Rose Pony or something. Right. I don't know what it is.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Josie's a brony in training.
I know. We always want to get some bronies. If you do, I have to come back
You're going to be a guest. You're going to be a guest. No, actually, I was talking to Nicole, and she's like, I want Josie to be on once a month. I'm like, all right, well, maybe, but you'll be on as a guest. If we have bronies, we're talking bronies, we're talking furries. I was talking to Johnny about furries, but actually your friend in the Honda Garage apparently is a furry.
Oh, Dookie?
Yeah, apparently so.
I could see that.
Right. So
he does just about anything.
But if you go to Etsy.com, go to the Cold Sluts on Fire page, they've got all sorts of great t-shirts.
It's just fabulous stuff.
Right. And what is that shirt? I think that was for our other guest.
Yeah, just in case anybody else wanted one. Maybe this nice young lady over there in the control room.
Jenny, would you like a shirt?
Falling asleep. Wake up over there.
I can't fall asleep with your comedy.
That's true.
Oh, look at that. The Cold Sluts on Fire.
You're such a sweetie pie.
Here I love it.
There's a t-shirt just for you.
That's for Jenny.
Thank you.
Cold Sluts on Fire. So Josie, you have a show coming up.
I do. We are returning to Loaded in Hollywood.
And just like Crappy Comic, you're a band. You've been banned from some places.
We've been, has been banned from three places.
King King,
Three of Clubs, and Loaded. And now we've been asked to return back to Loaded.
That's the difference between you and Crappy Comic. Nobody asked them to return. You're banned for good.
It's true.
Yeah, we're going to try and be on good behavior.
Not too many
I can't
people
promise
get,
it.
Now, how did you get banned from these places? Do you have any video?
Someone probably
does. Yeah, we do. Actually, I will ask you. Now, that's your band, Carrera. Crappy Comic before the show was asking where he could find some Carrera songs or Carrera clips. I guess they're on YouTube. Are there...
I wanted to download some music on, like, iTunes or something. Yeah. Is it on iTunes?
Is there a new song that's on iTunes now, or...?
On YouTube.
On YouTube, okay.
Yeah.
Because you're working on an album now.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Actually, we're finished with all the recording.
Oh, okay.
So now we're doing, you know, all the liner notes and the credits and, you know, the photos and all that fun stuff. You know what that's like.
I do. So what's the song that's on YouTube, the most current song that the Crappy Comic could check out?
Probably He Said, She Said.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll do a search.
That's February 13th.
Friday the 13th. We're going to do two Friday the 13ths back to back. One will be in February and the other one will be in March. The one in March will be at a brand new club at Borner's where Bar Sinister is at. And it's a rock and roll club.
Right.
And they're going to be doing rock and roll Friday nights. And we will be bringing back the female blood wrestling.
Oh, got you banned in three clubs.
Yes. So we got approval for that, and that's going to be a really fun show. We have a lot in store for
that one. We're going to talk about that.
The theme of the show must be wrestling or wrestlers or something like that, because
female wrestling. We like that.
We do like that. Yes.
Everybody likes it,
right?
Even kids,
right? Have you ever wrestled a woman, Crappy Comic?
Well, I don't like to talk about that sort of thing. I got a couple of collarbone breaks from that, and it wasn't very appealing.
How much did you pay for that?
I paid in food stamps. It was quite a lot, though. I was starving for a whole month.
But it was worth it?
You know, it was worth every penny, but every stamp, of course, it was definitely worth it, except for the broken collarbones.
Yes. Anyway, Josie, once again, almost funny, not quite. But Josie...
I wouldn't even give it that.
Mark. I'm trying out. I'm so glad that you showed up. So how was your European vacation? That's what we want to know. Have you ever been to Europe, Crappy Comic?
Yeah, as far as I remember, I've never been to Europe.
Okay.
I went... Oh, boy. It's contagious.
Right. It's entropy. Just the entropy is flowing through the cords, the physical cords.
We have lots. Oh, my God.
Right. No. I want to hear all about...
You're wearing off on me.
Well, let me ask you something before we get into all the
you're
hijinks.
Welcome, by the way.
All the hijinks. Because last vacation, you were single, and there was all sorts of things going on. This you had a boyfriend, so no European boys for you or girls.
No.
But did you do a modeling shoot while you were out there? Because some of my favorite pictures of you are past sessions in Spain.
I did not this year. Right. This year, actually, I'm not doing any more modeling. So I've kind of retired.
You've retired from modeling.
Yes.
And co-hosting.
Yeah.
It's all come down to
I'll
yoga.
I'll be rocking out for a little while longer.
Okay, well, let's hope so. So what happened in Europe? I want to hear.
Well, I initially was going out to Spain to stay with a friend that I like to stay with, mm-hmm. that I grew up with, right. And a friend of mine said, "Hey, my daughter's having a wedding in Ireland." Well, you know, and I thought, "Hey, I'll be there at the same time."
Right.
You know, that will be great. All our other friends are going to be there.
Let's drink.
And 3 weeks later, I get my ticket, and I'm very excited about it. Hey, I got my ticket to Ireland, and wah, wah, wah. The bride's parents said no more people allowed.
So you were stranded in Ireland?
Well, I figured we could all hang out together. That will be cool since we're there. I'll just miss the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this great place to stay because Ireland is not really a destination in the wintertime. So I got a great rate at a castle.
Because Crappy Thomas' penis is 1 inch
only
long.
Only to find out
it's true. 2 centimeters.
That the castle is not in the same town as my friends were. So,
did you have a moat?
Pardon?
Was there a moat?
No, there wasn't. But I did make a wedding. I crashed a wedding that was there.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
And it was like the royal wedding. They had the big hats and all the craziness. And they had people were buying me, you know, Irish whiskey and stuff. It was fun.
No, I had a hacky dick joke because I was going to say that your penis is 1 inch long. What happens when it's cold?
Nothing at all.
It turns into a vagina or what would...
No, it's just, it stays the exact same shape. I mean, you should just go onto YouTube and check it out. My ex-wife actually took some video of it and put it on the YouTubes. Everybody's seen it. It's 20 million hits. But it kind of sucked. But the worst thing was that she took all the AdSense royalties.
Wah, wah, wah.
1, 2, 3, 4. So you crashed a wedding at a castle.
Yes, I did. And the castle is actually haunted.
Ooh.
And I got to stay in one of the oldest parts of the castle, so I had some fun, you know, exploring it in the middle of the night. And
did you see ghosts?
I was looking for them, but I didn't find any. Mm.
And,
that was disappointing. And then, so I went to Berlin and spent New Year's Eve in Berlin, and there was about 7 different people from LA that were there.
Wow.
2 bands I know. I walked into one club, and one of the bands I know was playing, and I thought, fuck, I shouldn't have paid 20 euros to get in.
Well, what's the
like
band?
25
what's, the,
bucks.
What's the band's name?
Oh, geez, I'd have to look it up. It's my friend Daniel De Leon's band. He's, he's been in a bunch of different bands. And then Total Chaos was playing down the street.
Oh, wow.
So I ran into my friend Sean. Oh, it was cool. You know, my Alicia Paulson was there and my other friend Cat Williams. And it was like Hollywood invading
Berlin. Not that Cat Williams. Not the comedian Cat Williams, the one that's funny. Yeah.
No, I know different cat.
Yeah, different Cat Williams. The one that's not punching people.
The one that I know, I haven't studied yet.
The one that's not punching people in Target, apparently. That's that Cat Williams with one T.
What happened in Target?
I'll tell you all Cat Williams stories later. This is old news. Cat Williams is not job. Hilarious, though. So, where does the time go? And then you went to Spain.
And then I went to Spain, and I stayed in the south of Spain, and that was fun. It was, you know, more of... Right. Relaxing and spa time down there.
Very nice.
Nice weather.
Right.
But much better weather than Berlin.
I can imagine.
But I got lucky in Berlin. It didn't rain. There was no snow. It was just chilly.
Right.
I got to go see the wall and Hitler's bunkers, which is now a parking lot. They have closed off the bunkers underneath the parking lot because they didn't want any neo-Nazis or anybody to, like, idolize or worship the area. So the area has been cemented and they flooded it out where his actual bunkers used to be. Wow. And it is just a parking lot now.
Did you like find it by accident?
And it says nothing about it being his former bunker where he committed suicide.
Did you find it by accident? Like you just parked?
No, I took a walking tour, which was really cool.
Wow. Anyway, where's the time go? Anyway, crappy comic. Go to Cold Slots on Fire.
Well, at least he brings t-shirts.
Crappy
Comic has killer t-shirts.
Well, you have nothing to do with the t-shirts. They're funny.
Yeah, it's true. You know, come on. They're free. Throw the dog a bone over here. Why don't you?
Thank you.
Anyway, go to coldslotsonfire.com. Go
to
YouTube.
Net. Don't go to that net.
Go to YouTube. Go check out Cold Slots on Fire, Facebook, Twitter, and your Twitter handle is The Crappy Comic.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited about the shirt.
Right, and Josie is so happy about the shirt. And Josie Cat all over the internet.
Josi Cat, K-A-T. Google me.
Join us next week. Your last show officially as a co-host with Richie Ramone and Lenora Claire. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye, Tony.
Thank you, Mark.